Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. I'm just hanging out for a look at the water cooler conversations. I'm trying to remember, Jill, are you wearing contacts?
Nope. I have good eyeballs.
Right. So you've never worn contacts.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, I've been down the road and still do occasionally. They haven't had news for a while. And
yeah.
But nearly everyone who wears contacts, they've fallen asleep with their lenses.
Of course. Yeah. And they wake up and they're like glued to their eyeball.
Yeah. And I used to have the ones whenever you did it, and it was whenever they first came out. I was like, yeah, you can sleep in them and everything. I'm like, all right.
Seems like it would hurt.
That's cool. You know, it didn't hurt, but I mean, it is down at times that you get your eyes aren't watery enough.
Yeah. Yes.
And very few people can say that they've slept with one in their eye for, like, I don't know, almost 30 years straight, right?
Right.
Well,
sure, there's somebody.
Well, there is one. Apparently, this 42-year-old woman from the UK, who since she was 14 has had a contact lens lodged under the lid of her left upper eyelid without even knowing it.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, how do you not feel that every single day of your life?
You would think, but I don't know. The thing is that I've had the contacts to where I wasn't sure if it was in there or not. Huh. And, you know, and I stab at it and I say, okay, I'm touching my eyeball, so it's not right in there. But then it's folded over, rolled up or whatever. But it's still so irritating that you, after a while, it's like, God, there's something going on here.
Yeah.
And so the problem finally came to light after she experienced a swollen and droopy eyelid for about 6 months. And then she goes to get it checked out.
And it had been in there for, how do they know how long it was in there for?
Well, because they know exactly the moment it happened. And so an MRI scan revealed a cyst just above her left eye. And so then doctors went in to remove the cyst, but what they found was a hard contact lens.
Yuck.
That predates the softer ones that most people use today. So
yeah,
that thing has been up there. And as everyone scratched their heads to why she would have had this type of lens in her eye, her mother then remembers that when she was 14, she'd been slammed in the eye by a badminton birdie when wearing her contacts, suffered minor injuries that fully healed. And this is the problem with them damn badminton birdies.
It's actually called a shuttlecock.
It is called a shuttlecock.
I'm a PE teacher. So.
Right. And exactly.
Better get it right, buddy.
Well, and people say that, well, I'm from Kansas City, who has the largest shuttlecock outside of the Nelson Atkins Museum.
I've seen a picture of that.
You look up Kansas City, it's like, oh, wow. And the thing is, people ask me.
Nice birdie.
I know, and I drive by there, and they go, "Why? What is that? Why is it?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know. It's a big match we had going on one time, and
that's hilarious.
And we got bigger and bigger with it, and now it's just there.
And now this poor girl, she should never go visit that. It might bring back some trauma."
Well, yeah, that's right. I think
one of those hit me in the eye.
Yeah, she probably couldn't see, but it goes back to like they're probably oh, come on, shake it off. Come on,
you're fine.
Yeah, come on.
But then,
whatever.
Like for eternity, she just. Like, she didn't realize her contact never came out again?
Right,
like,
because here's what happened. They thought that she lost the contact and it popped out to the ground.
Oh,
and so they looked for it, and they just never found it. And, you know, that happens. I mean, you lose it,
ew,
and then,
that's
boom.
That's so freaking gross.
Yeah, and so it's one thing to have it in there, but then to find out later, it's like...
It's been there for
That's
never,
what the problem's been. So then I started looking around, feeling things, because I had a problem with my thumb here, and I'm thinking, God, did something happen?
Is that from a bee sting 12 years ago, and the stinger's still there?
Is there like a BB still stuck in there from when it,
just never know.
Right, so I don't know.
Everybody should have a full body scan, like
they
once every 3 years.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. If everybody can have body scans all the time, and I'm not talking about the airport.
No, those don't count.
Yeah, I've had plenty of those.
Right.
All right, here you go. Let's look at the water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7.